Our Prime Minister, is he fueling anti-vaxxers? A statement from Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been accused by the state government of fueling anti-vaxxer after calling for vaccine mandates to be dumped so everyone can get a cup of coffee in Queensland regardless of their COVID-19 jab status. There is a lot of confusion out there. And I know that your council, and you've been doing consulting with the business people, they're very confused and they're scratching their heads and they want the rules changed. Can you step through that for us this morning, Andy?
Council's role is to represent and lobby for its community. We don't work for state government. We don't work for the federal government. We work for our community. We are accountable to them. Now, there was a meeting on Monday evening in Yeppoon. It was called by a group of concerned citizens, concerned business owners, about these restrictions that are coming our way post December 17th.
Hang on a second. That was a huge meeting, I might add. Up to 400 people turned up, which is a lot for Livingston Shire.
Well, indeed it is. It was a comment I made in the press yesterday was that we're a fairly demure and conservative community within Livingston. So when you get 300 to 400 people showing up for a meeting on something, there's a problem. And so, you know, we took that on board as a council because it's part of that meeting. And Pauline Hanson was there and so was Matt Canavan. And, you know, they were questioned fairly rigorously by the crowd on several issues. And we were asked as a council to basically represent the community's view to the Premier that, you know, there are concerns around the imposition of these restrictions post December 17th. And those concerns are really around things like, well, what's the situation in terms of workplace health and safety legislation, because we're getting two pieces of information. One is that if you as a business impose a policy that your staff will be vaccinated and they do actually contract the disease, you can be sued. Alternative also has been told to us that if you don't have a policy in your organisation where your staff must be vaccinated and they get the virus, you can also be sued. So there's a double whammy there, and our business community is saying, what the hell? You know, can we get some clarification on this? The other thing they're sort of saying is, well, a lot of these opinions about, you know, being able to replace workers and all that sort of stuff is fine for the southeast Queensland and the southern states where there's plenty of workers. But in rural and regional Queensland, there's a shortage of workers. And so businesses here struggle to actually get employees and retain employees. So if we're going to mandate that they be vaccinated and these employees say no, not going to do that, then a lot of these businesses will not have the ability to open their doors. And, of course, a lot of these businesses are also single-person businesses. So, you know, the person who's bought their small coffee shop, the person who's, you know, bought their one-person barber shop. And so they're basically going to be put out of business if they don't vax, and they believe they have the right to actually determine whether they do or don't control what goes into their body.
Yeah, look, and that's the theme for the entire program, giving people a choice. And there's a lot of people, they thought maybe about 5% of the public wouldn't do it, but it's closer to 20%, which is quite fascinating. But December 17, the floodgates will be opening. What do the business people want? Do they just want it to be even, Stephen, like our Prime Minister said, just let everyone roll in?
They want some... I think the bit of flexibility in terms of some of these restrictions. So if we're going to have you know, staff working, then the ability to randomly test the staff and those sorts of things. And that's not out of the question either. That was discussed at the meeting on Monday evening.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they just want to have other options presented to them or some reconsideration so that they can, you know, open their doors, run their businesses, you know, not be deprived of their livelihoods and those sorts of things. And that's their feeling. And I mean, in this, council sort of kind of getting criticised because we're taking a COVID position. Well, we're not. I mean, there was nothing in that meeting on Monday about, you know, anti-vax. People were saying, we respect people's right to either have the vaccination or not have the vaccination. There's no judgment about that. But ultimately, this is about our right to run our business the way we need to run our business in our local communities so that we can continue to provide employment and survive ourselves because we are small business, not big business, small business.
And how's the general public feeling?
general public, well, interestingly enough, we had the meeting on Monday evening. About 300 to 400 people showed up yesterday for the council meeting. We would have had 100, 150 people outside council chambers there, just in support of sending this message to the Premier, as they were asking us to do.
Yeah, and that's all it is. You're sending a message with the concerns of your local business people and also your local ratepayers. It's fascinating.
That's right. It was actually something, MJ, that the Premier asked for. She, through the Local Government Association of Queensland, she did ask for feedback on these restrictions, and that's all we're doing. That's all we're doing, mate.
Hmm. Yeah, it certainly has blown up right across Queensland and Australia. Keep up the good work, Andy Ireland. No doubt you'll be getting a reply from the Premier in the next day or three. Hopefully by next week, it'll be fascinating what she has to say to you.
Indeed.
Andy Ireland will be back next week with hopefully a reply. What do you reckon, Andy? Have we got thumbs up for that?
Oh, look, we'll just have to wait and see, MJ. Hopefully, I'm looking forward to getting the reply. And if the Premier's okay with me distributing it publicly, I'm more than happy to do that.
Okay, there's Andy Ireland under the pump. And he's backing the business people, and this is what they want. So he's shot off a letter to the Premier. Will she listen to the business people of Livingstonshire, or will it go unnoticed? I suppose only time will tell.